I think when it's all said and done, it isn't going to matter because you're still going to have the Alabamas, the Georgias, you know, the LSUs, Ohio State. Those are going to be the ones that are going to win the national championships.
Right.
Cincinnati's not going to beat a Georgia. It's not going to happen. As much as you'd like to see it, it's not going to happen. In college basketball, anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah.
As we've seen already last night, who was it that beat Kansas?
Dayton.
Dayton beat Kansas. Dayton has already lost this year to Lipscomb and Austin Peay, a team that SIU barely beat.
Yeah.
So in college basketball, it's so much different because there's not the physicality in basketball that there is in football. And as much as I'd like to see Cincinnati get in or some other team that's close, I just don't – in the end, it's not going to matter because I think the Alabamas, the Georgias, the LSUs, and the Ohio States of the world are the ones that are going to win it.
I have to throw a thing out for my old buddy Jamarion Sharp, 7'4". Now they say he's 7'5", but he plays for Western Kentucky. And in his first game, he got a triple-double. He had 10 blocked shots, and there's only been three other players in the history of college hoops that have in their first game had a triple-double, and he points, rebounds, and blocked shots, and he had 10 blocks, most in a game by, and I just, you know, my thoughts ran back to the tall, skinny youngster that was playing at Johnny Logan as a freshman, and they were still trying to get his coordination going, and he came in and did some shows with us on Tuesday night talking Vols, and I remember the night that he got down on his knees, and he could still, the microphone was like right here, just like it is with me, but he's down on his knees on the floor because he's so big. And saw some of the footage of the game the other night. Unbelievable, unbelievable. And he's come so far, such a long way. The continued best wishes to that young man. We haven't even got to the NFL yet. What a crazy, topsy-turvy. The Bears come out and say, we're going to fire Nagy after Thanksgiving's game. Well, that, you know, then the Bears officials said, that's entirely false. We're not going to do that. And then the Bears, you know, I mean, a lot of people, I bet, in the fourth quarter sitting there going, oh, yes, they are going to fire him. But the Bears rallied behind Dalton and won the game. I don't think Justin Fields will play the rest of the year. Do you? Why would they?
Yeah, because they're not going to make the playoffs.
No.
And if your offensive line isn't going to be good enough to protect, why risk, excuse me, injury, whether it be this year or, you know, something that could linger into next year? If you look at all the teams in the NFL, because it just changes week to week.
Right.
I mean, it just is amazing how this has played out. But if you look at all the teams in the NFL, the team that has been the most consistent, they don't have the best record.
All right.
But the team to me that's played the most consistent, who has played the best each and every week, although their record, I think they're maybe .500, I think it's the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
They've played a lot of really good games.
Right.
They've lost some close games.
Yep.
But I don't know that they've ever gotten blown out.
I don't think so.
Last week they rallied to beat the Packers at home.
Yep.
I think the Vikings are probably the most consistent. I mean, you look at what somebody said, well, you know, look what Buffalo did to New Orleans. Great win.
Yeah,
but Buffalo only scored 6 points against Jacksonville.
Yeah, Buffalo can't seem to beat the
cellar dwellers.
Yeah, exactly. And
right now in the NFL, I cannot tell you a team that I think is hands down the best.
I mean, you could guess who's going to be in the Super Bowl, but that's all it would be, just throwing a dart at a dartboard.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, honestly, at this point, if you'd have told me in August that at the end of November – the New England Patriots would be leading the AFC East, I'd said, you're nuts.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, and Mac Jones seems to be the best quarterback that came out of that bunch. Trey Lance isn't playing. Fields isn't playing. Mac Jones is – it looks as if by weeks and weeks he's going leaps and bounds.
And he probably has less to work with than, say, a Joe Burrow or even a Justin Herbert.
Because basically the receivers Tom Brady had when he was there at the end of his stay in New England are pretty much, I mean, without Edelman, there's not much difference there. There's like who? Who is that?
Well, they have Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
Former Eagle. With the Eagle.
Yeah.
I think they've got Kendrick Bourne that was with the 49ers.
The guy that made all those Jason Bourne movies. Yeah.
Hunter Henry that was with the Chargers.
Yeah.
He's a tight end. Of course, I don't know. I mean, I think I give the Patriots credit for taking advantage of Buffalo's missteps. But you also have to remember that in that same division is the Dolphins and the Jets. So you're almost guaranteed, you know, two wins every year when you play those two teams.
This just in from one of our listeners, Matt Nagy, said Justin Fields is starting quarterback when healthy. And he denies that the chairman made Fields a starter. It's all him. There's a lot. And I don't see how Matt Nagy survives after this year and his coaches and maybe the GM.